He commanded that she should be brought in where his silver vessels were set, and asked that his servants should prepare some of his own delicacies for her, and that she should drink from his own wine. And Judith said, I can't eat of it, lest there be an occasion of stumbling, but provision will be made for me from the things that have come with me. And Holofernes said to her, But if the things that are with you should run out, from where will we be able to give you more like it? For there is none of your race with us. And Judith said to him, As your soul lives, my master, your servant will not use up those things that are with me until Yahweh works by my hand the things that he has determined. Then Holofernes' servants brought her into the tent, and she slept until midnight. Then she rose up toward the morning watch and sent to Holofernes, saying, Let my master now command that they allow your servant to go out to pray. Holofernes commanded his guards that they should not stop her. She stayed in the camp 3 days and went out every night into the valley of Bethulia and washed herself at the fountain of water in the camp. And when she came up, she implored Yahuwah Elohim of Israel to direct her way to the triumph of the children of his people. She came in clean and remained in the tent until she ate her food toward evening. It came to pass on the fourth day that Holofernes made a feast for his own servants only, and called none of the officers to the banquet. And he said to Bagoas the eunuch, who had charge over all that he had, Go now, and persuade this Hebrew woman who is with you that she come to us, and eat and drink with us. For behold, it would be a disgrace if we shall let such a woman go, not having had her company. For if we don't draw her to ourselves, she will laugh us to scorn. Bagoas went from the presence of Holofernes, and came into her, and said, Let this fair lady not fear to come to my master, and to be honored in his presence, and to drink wine, and be merry with us, and to be made this day, as one of the daughters of the children of Ashur, who serve in Nebuchadnezzar's palace. Judith said to him, Who am I, that I should contradict my master? For whatever would be pleasing in his eyes I will do speedily, and this will be my joy to the day of my death. She arose and decked herself with her apparel and all her woman's attire, and her servant went and laid fleeces on the ground for her next to Holofernes, which she had received from Bagoas for her daily use, that she might sit and eat upon them. Judith came in and sat down, and Holofernes's heart was ravished with her. His passion was aroused, and he exceedingly desired her company. He was watching for a time to deceive her from the day that he had seen her. Holofernes said to her, Drink now, and be merry with us. Judith said, I will drink now, my master, because my life is magnified in me this day more than all the days since I was born. Then she took and ate and drank before him what her servant had prepared. Holofernes took great delight in her, and drank exceedingly much wine, more than he had drunk at any time in one day since he was born.